knock, knock, knocking on the real heaven's door will get you into heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 406, titled "Knock, Knock, Knocking on the Real Heaven's Door Will Get You into Heaven." I am here to remind you, dear friend, of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Nearly 30 years ago, a rock group named Guns N' Roses came out with a classic song, "Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door." I really do not know what heaven they were talking about, but today we're talking about the real heaven. And the Bible says Jesus is the door to heaven. Jesus Christ is the door to heaven. And if you knock on that door and trust Christ as Savior, you will go to the real heaven, and you will avoid going to the real hell. Jesus Christ himself said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. He said in St. John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Not only did Jesus say he was the way and is the way, but I can say some 2,000 years later, I can say that Jesus Christ is the way. And so can millions of others. We all can say that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. That is our personal testimony. That is my personal testimony. But not only that, Jesus Christ is the only doorway to heaven. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door for real today. My dear friend, let me ask you a most important question. Are you trying to enter heaven some other way than through the way Jesus provided? If you are, Jesus said you are a thief and a robber. Jesus Christ said in St. John 10:1, "Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Dear friend, there is no other way to get to heaven. You must go through the door called Jesus Christ. Religion is not the way. The preacher or priest is not the way. Water baptism is not the way. Church membership is not the way. We're not talking about the church door. We're talking about the real door to heaven. The Jesus Christ door. For being a moral person, a good person, is not the way. Doing good works is not the way to heaven. The Holy Bible states in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is nothing you can do to earn salvation or your way into heaven. Nothing. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. The Holy Bible states in Isaiah 64:6, but we are all an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Only by receiving Jesus Christ, only by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Only by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior can you enter into the kingdom of God. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. So how can you enter the door called Jesus Christ, the only door to heaven? You enter the door by asking Jesus to come into your heart and save you, believing in your heart that Jesus Christ paid your sin debt. He suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. And all you have to do is believe on him, pray and ask him to save you, and he will do so. The Holy Bible says in St. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The Holy Bible states in Romans 10:9, 10 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, the Bible says, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, don't let the devil deceive you by making you believe there is some other way. There is no other way to heaven but through the door, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the devil is a liar and the father of it. So eternal salvation is a free gift to all who will simply believe on Christ and receive Jesus Christ into their heart. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Jesus Christ also said in Mark chapter 1 verse 15, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." Believing the gospel is believing that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and was resurrected by the power of God for our salvation. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. The door is Jesus Christ, the real door to heaven. The Bible states in St. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life," that is, have everlasting life in heaven with God, with Jesus, with the angels, and with other saints. So, dear friend, if you are ready to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, he paid your sin debt, he was buried and he rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. And if you're willing to pray and ask him to save your soul, I'll be glad to lead you in what is called the sinner's prayer. Just mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. "Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the doorway, the door to heaven, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. He paid my sin debt. Lord Jesus, thank you. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name I pray. Amen." Now, beloved, the Bible says in St. John 3:36, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Please don't reject the gospel. Trust Christ today, if you have not done so. So, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Tract League, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel tract online at fellowshiptractleague.org. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time.